Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus. Alan Paton wrote a book called Cry the Beloved Country, and he was a fierce opponent of the apartheid in South Africa. He once wrote about his death. When I get up there, he said, which is my intention, the big judge will say to me, where are your wounds? And if I say I haven't any, he will say, was there nothing to fight for? I couldn't face that question. If we're willing to stand up for truth and justice in this world, we'll pay a price for it. That was certainly the Apostle Paul's experience. He was thrilled with the new life that Christ had given him, but he had to pay a very high price. When he wrote to the church in Corinth, Paul recounted the many occasions when he'd suffered physically. He states, I have been whipped times without number and faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. There's no doubt that his scars reveal the depth of his commitment to Christ. When Paul wrote to the church in Rome, he spoke of himself as a slave of Christ, and he knew that slaves were normally branded. The mark of the owner was clearly placed on the body of the slave. Paul's scars were the clear signs that Christ was his master. I don't believe that we should ever deliberately seek to suffer for Christ. However, I do believe that we shouldn't be surprised when serving him is tough. Perhaps the reason that we haven't suffered is because we've refused to stand up for the weak and vulnerable in our society. Perhaps it's been easy for us to serve Christ because we've ducked when more challenging roles have been offered to us. We all need to share Paul's sense of privilege that he was called to do demanding work for the Lord he loved. So let me ask you a question. How willing are you to do difficult work for Christ? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the privilege of serving you. Help us never to flinch when the going gets tough. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.